Okay, today's daf is daf Chav Zayin, and we're going to talk about, again, one of the basic yesodos in the sugya, in this mesechta, and that is Shmiya and Tekiya, because two of the ideas and the main sugyas of Shmiya and Tekiya are on today's daf, which we'll get to. The Torah says, Yom Trua Yelachem, and Zichron Trua Yelachem. The question is, what does that mean? What is the chiyuv? How do you define the chiyuv? So, pasha, this seems to be a machlokas rishonim. If you look in the Rambam tells us in Mitzvah Aseh Kuf'ayin, Mitzvah Kuf'ayin Sivanu Lishmoa Kol Shofar B'Yom Rishon Mitishrei, to hear. Who Amr Yisrael Bo Yom Trua Yelachem. That's what Yom Trua means, a day of hearing the shofar. The Rambam also in the Kotera Tilcha Shofar Lishmoa Kol Shofar Be'echad B'Tishrei. And Mitzvah Zaseh Min HaTorah Lishmoa Truas HaShofar B'Rosh Hashanah Shenemar Yom Trua Yelachem. Not only in terms of formulation, but even in terms of halacha that we know of. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shofar and Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, Shofar HaGozel Shetakabo, famous halacha, a stolen shofar. You're still Yotzei. Why she'ena mitzvah ela b'shmiyas hakol? The mitzvah is the hearing of the shofar. Avo b'shelo nagabo, v'lo igbiu ha-shomea, ve'ein b'kol din gezel. You can't steal a sound. And therefore, ein b'kol din gezel, the mitzvah is the hearing, not the blowing, it's not something physical, and therefore, it is possible to be yotzei with a stolen shofar. So they all of the Rambam holds, seems to hold clearly, the mitzvah is shmiya. And the Rambam also emphasizes this in the Chuvas, Pe'er Hador, Simen Nun Aleph, the Rambam says, ma'u achilik, sheyesh bein l'shmoa kol shofar, ubein al tkiya shofar. He's talking about the bracha. Right, how you machalik, when do you say what? Says the Rambam, machilik gadol b'nehem. Ki a mitzvah hamiyuchedes eina hatkiya, ela b'shmiya sagi. Just hearing the shofar. Dim haisa ha-mitzvah b'tekiya, if the mitzvah was tekiya, yitzorak alechad ve'echa litkua la'atzmo. If the mitzvah was to blow the shofar. So, we know the principle of shomea ka'one. Right, shomea ka'one is, if you say it, it's kilo I'm saying it. But can you have it if you blow it? It's kilo I'm blowing it. If the mitzvah was to blow, that seems like a mitzvah shebegufo. So it's like somebody can't wear tefillin for you, and somebody can't wear tzitzis for you, and related types of mitzvah shebegufo. So then they can't blow shofar for you. So if it was a mitzvah of tekiya, everybody would have to blow their own. Kamo shechayev kol adam balula v'sukkah. If the mitzvah was tekiyah, and also if you blow and you didn't hear it, you would be yotzi. Even if you close your ears, and it's not true. Because the mitzvah is hearing the shofar, not blowing. Interesting comparison. Just like the mitzvah of sukkah is the sitting. The sukkah is the hechi timsi for the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. The shofar is the hechi timsi for the mitzvah of blowing the shofar. Uba lulav hanatila velo ba'ogdan. And the lulav, it's the natila. Kach zusha mitzvah yashmiya. Kshu tokeya ani yotzi dechovasi b'mash ani shomeya. Lachain tzorach lavarach lishmoa kol shofar. Kamosh mavarachin leishi basukkah velo lasos sukkah. So the Rambam sheet is clear. The mitzvah of shmiya. The Rosh, quotes Rabbeinu Tam, that the nusach habracha is litzkoa. For Rabbeinu Tam kasav sheish lavarech al tekiyas shofar. Mishum da asiyasa hi gemar mitzvah. So you say al because of asiyasa gemar mitzvah. So okay, get this right away. But he quotes the lashon that the focus is on tekiya. Right, focuses on tekiya. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes like the Rambam, but maybe this is gufa machlokas. Right, the Shildos also agrees based on mitzvah litzkoa. So the Pashas, the machlokas we've shown him about what the essence of the mitzvah of Yom Shura Yelachem. The problem is that there seem to be clear indications to both sides. On our daf right here. I'll tell you today. It says two points in our Mishnah. Hatokei lotocha bor lotocha dus or lotocha pite. If somebody blows into the pit. Im kol shofar shama yatza. Only if he heard the kol shofar is he yotzei. Like what the Rambam just mentioned. Im kol avar shama lo yatza. Only if you heard the kol shofar. 1 minute. If the mitzvah is tekiya, that's what you have to hear it for. Just blow into the pit. And even if you don't hear it, you yotzei the mitzvah because you did the mitzvah of tekiya. So if somebody's deaf, they blew the shofar. So what's the problem? So number one, that part of the Mishnah emphasizes and reflects that the mitzvah is shemiyah. The mitzvah is to hear. That seems pretty clear. How do you get out of that? or the Mishnah on Daf Chavtes in 2 days from now, right? A cheresh shot of a katan can blow, right? Cheresh shot of a katan says the Mishnah, cheresh shot of a katan ain motzin es arab midei chavasan. Because they are klal koshin a mechuyev bedaver ain motzin es arab midei chavasan. Question is, if the Mishnah is about shmia, so why can't you hear it from a cheresh shot of a katan? You're still hearing the shofar, aren't you? So, because of this, a number of achronim, the Minchas Chinuch says, maybe it's really two parts of one mitzvah. Right, like hafrasha nesina, like dalat avodas hakarbon. Right, there's different parts of the mitzvah. Different parts of the mitzvah. That's what some suggests, and that's what the Yom Truah suggests in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavtes on that Mishnah about the Chereshat of Akatan. He says, Bishlamayim haya mitzvah b'Rosh Hashanah litzkoa b'shofar, if the mitzvah was to blow. Ratzalom reshekol echadu chayav litzkoa, haviyasi shapir, then I understand, the Chereshat of Akatan ain motzi, they can't be motzi. Bishom dey p'turim, omishin o shayach me'mitzvah niyachol asosa, kamo ha'eved, shen yachol luchtov yet, elab nekrisis ninu. But now that the Rambam said that the mitzvah is lishmoa, the mitzvah is to hear, v'kiva chakein cherishot, v'kata anim yisku, v'achim shomim, why can't they blow other people here? Lama einam yotzim, haria mitzvah hiya shmia, v'harabim shomim ba'aznehem. U'mayich ba'alanim atokehu cherishot v'kata. Right, what do I care? So what do these achronim say from the Yom Shrua? That really there's two parts to the mitzvah. V'yir alomar de mitzvahs Rosh Hashanah hi hatkia v'hashmia. Shnehem yachad. Together. V'ikar ha-mitzvah hi hashmia. U'lachalukas mitzvahs tkia ose shliach l'chaveiro. Sheyitka ba'ado. For the tkia part of it, you can make a shliach. V'kivan t'shomea mimenu hatkia yotzei. V'kivan kein shapir. Chershet v'kada can't be motzi. Because they're part of for the mitzvah, and afal agad, the mechalik. Mitzvah, michelik mitzvah shmias kol shofar yatsu. Even if I hear from a cheresh of the katan, even though the chelik of the shmia, I am yotzei. Bikomako mechelik ha mitzvah shel tekiya gufei lo yatsu. Debeis chalakim heim. That's what the Yom Shrua says. That's what the Emek Bracha says regarding the mitzvah of shofar. Muchach mizeh. Tekuli ama modim debeina nami tekiya. Ima shmia. Right, based on that Mishnah, on Daf Chavtes, Cheresh Shot V'Katan, so everybody agrees that Tzkiya also. Ela, the Darko Shal Rabbam, Levar Kol Mitzvah Pi Lashon HaMikra. The Rabbam just explains every mitzvah based on the Lashon HaMikra, and here it says Yom Trua, which is the Iker is Shmiya. Rashi, even in the Siddur Rashi, it's in Kuf Pei Gimel, they quote a Nusach of the Bracha. Va'omid Araglav, Va'mavarech Asher, Kedeshar, V'mitzvah V'sivanu, Al Tzkiya Shofar, Lishmoa B'kol Shofar, V'shachyanu. So it's not 100% clear from Rashi. Does that mean it's two separate brachas or one nusach? He says, "Al asher k'nishad b'tzad b'tzvanu al tkiya shofar lishmo abakal shofar v'shechianu." So what exactly does that mean? Not 100% clear in Rashi, but he has both nuschos there. Both nuschos there. The problem is that it doesn't sound this way from the Rishonim. That Rambam before didn't sound like tkiya was anything, right? Shmiya, shmiya, shmiya. And if tkiya was something, that Rambam that we mentioned before ain't b'kol din gezel. But if the tkiya is also part of the mitzvah, then there should be a problem of gezel when it comes to shofar. So there are ways to get out of the problems. There are ways to get out of some of the problems. The Maharam al Shakar in Simin Yud suggests that even if the focus, let's go both sides. First he focuses on Rabbi Tam. Even if the mitzvah is tkiya, you still might have a tnai of hearing. Of hearing, not just having a kol shofar, but hearing a kol shofar. Like the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. The mitzvah of Kriya Shema is to read the words. Kriyas Shema. But Hashma'a La'aznav is a shear in the Kriya. That the Kriya has to be a certain level, a certain decibel level, in order to be called Kriya. Right? Or you can just say it's a Tanai. It's a Tanai that has to be not part of the mitzvah, but it's just a requirement. So the Maharam HaShakar says maybe that's similar here. Similarly here. There is a mitzvah of tkiya, but there's a requirement. Umashagazar mar omer, v'kasav dekulu svirlu debishmiya talya milsa, lo madina leila mar bahachi. I don't agree, says the Maharam al Shakar. Delahanach shekasvu mitzvah sase litkoa, umivarchen ala tkiya, lo islahu debishmiya talya milsa. The Rishonim, says the Maharam al Shakar, that say the Nusach HaBracha is Litkoa, and you make the Bracha on the Tkiya, Shmi is not the focus. De'ein Iker Mitzvah Eslamela HaTkiya. Aye, so what about, you know, Tokei L'Toch HaBor, Elo Shetzorach LaShmi LaAzno, Dumya DeKriya Shema VaHadom Elo. It's similar to Kriya Shema, Diafa Bisha Mitzvah HaKriya LaShmi LaAzno, Ela dahacha im lo shama yatsa v'hacha lo yatsa. There's a difference b'di'evad, that by kriyashma, you're right, if you didn't have a shmala azno, you would be yotze, and by shofar, if you don't have a shmala azno, you're not yotze. Okay, so there's a difference between the two. But again, not fundamentally in that way. But this is the source. This is what the Maharam al Shaker discusses this approach, the middle. The Chazon Ish in Siman Chavtes has another idea. You could say the opposite, and maybe is though the mitzvah is shmia, you need the creation of the sound by a bar chiyuva. You know, so maybe that's that's the idea. Whether we just find the I don't have the lashon here, but the tzvas emes also. Aval ikir hateretu detzrichim l'shma kol shofar shenaase bo mitzvah v'hi hatrua shachivu haTorah b'maya tokeya mishenu bar chiyuva havi kishomea kol keren ba'alma. It's like a monkey. If a monkey blows a shofar, that's not hearing a shofar. Part of the definition of the call of a shofar is that it is created by a bar chiyuva. And if it's not created by a bar chiyuva, so then that is not called the sound of a shofar. Right? It can't be created. Like asiyas tzitzis requires lashma. Like matzas mitzvah requires lashma. Shitas beis shamai and yisukah daftes, that sukkah requires lashma. So too this call, this the call is the chefsa that's being used. And therefore, there is a standard that is required. So that is how to help out with some of the ideas. Even if you say the mitzvah tkiyah, there's a requirement of shmiyah. Even if the mitzvah shmiyah, there's a requirement of tkiyah. But maybe there's another approach, because as we said, this the gemaras sound pretty clear. The gemara says here that right tefteh tocha gor, you need shmiyah. Okay, maybe it's a detail. But what about on today's daf also, the end of the Mishnah, kavana, right? If somebody's walking over achori beis hakneses, oshay beis osamach, v'shama kol shofar, im kivin libo yatsa, v'im lav lo yatsa. But one second, what do you need kavana for, right? If especially daf chavtes, it says you need kavanas hamashmiya, right? If you don't have kavanas hamashmiya, what do you mean? So what? If you have a bar chiyuva that's blowing the shofar and they have no idea what they're doing, they're practicing blowing shofar, but I heard the shofar and they blew the right sounds. So it's hard to say that it's just about Shmiah if you need the Kavana. And Rav Asher Weiss also in Simon Gimel in the Moadim quotes strong proofs that it has to be on both sides. There has to be both elements to it. So putting it all together, maybe it's not two separate elements, but the Menachas Asher says, and the Rav Shechter quotes in Eretz HaTzvi on page Yutas Chaf Aleph, that there's maybe two parts, but not two separate parts. There's what's called the Maisa HaMitzvah and the Kiyam HaMitzvah. First, we'll read the Minchas Asher. The Tzarech Lomar, the B'mitzvah Shofar, Yeshnei Dinim Iker HaMitzvah Umahuta, Umaisa HaMitzvah. So, Iker HaMitzvah Umahuta and the Maisa HaMitzvah. V'hagdoras HaDvarim Havi Ki'ilu Amr Torah Titke'u Kedei SheTishme'u. Blow so that you will hear. Right, that's both parts. One's the Maisa, one's the Kiyam. O Tishma'u kol tkiyasam, or hear the call of your tkiyah. Either way, blow so that you hear, or hear the call that you blow. Maisa mitzvah hi tkiyah kol echad mibnei Yisrael mechuyav litkoa kedei l'shmoa. Every Jew is chayav to blow in order to hear. Umemela tkiyah hi maisa mitzvah. The tkiyah is the Maisa. Ubederach zeh mizyashrim kol asugyus. And this helps everything. L'gabe hashmiya havi atkiyah Hakasher udalo kedivri hayom trua hashagasari menchasay shnei mei michelki haMitzvah. No, they're not two parts like hafrasha and nesina and shchita kabbalah olah chazrika. It's one mitzvah. It's not two parts. It's one mitzvah. There's a maisa haMitzvah and a kiyam haMitzvah. There's two aspects to the mitzvah. It's not two parts to the mitzvah. Umemela mechad havitkia haMaisa haMitzvah v'tzorach l'shmo mibar chiyuva v'tzorach kavanas shomeya mashmiya, because the Maisa haMitzvah has to be subject to all the standards of a Maisa haMitzvah ulegabe shmiya sakol havitkia hechsher mitzvah. And if you say that, if you say all this, says Rav Asher Weiss, maybe you don't have to say there's such a fundamental machlokas. There's a machlokas about what the Nusach HaBrach is in the Rishonim, but maybe you don't have to say it's such a fundamental machlokas that it's about what the mitzvah of shofar is. Is it about shmiya? Is it about tkiya? Maybe everybody agrees that the Maisa HaMitzvah is the Tkiyah. And the Kiyam HaMitzvah is the Shmiyah. And the machlokes is, what should the Nusach HaBracha relate to? Ulai yesh lomer d'lo nechalku harishonim klal b'shorash ha-mitzvah shel shofar. Ulakulay alma mahus ha-mitzvah b'shmiya. Umaisa ha-mitzvah t'kiya. Ela shenechalku b'nogel l'bracha. Shah Rambam sover shemei acher shashmiya ikra mitzvah. The Rambam holds that because shmiya is the ikra mitzvah, the ikra kiyam mitzvah, kach tzarech lios Nusach HaBracha. That's why the Nusach HaBracha also has to relate to that. Ulam, Rabbeinu Tam Svirle, de me'achar she ma'isa ha-mitzvah, hu ha-tekiya. The bracha is before you do that ma'isa ha-mitzvah. De shmiya havidavar de me'mela, shmiya is something that comes from the ma'isa. So mishum hachi mevarchan al-tekiya shofar. That's why you make a bracha al-tekiya. And Rav Shatter quotes from, also partly based on Rav Soloveitchik in Eretz HaTzvi, there on page Yutes, this idea which Rav Soloveitchik often points out, the Maisa Mitzvah and the Kiyama Mitzvah. The Maisa Mitzvah of davening is davening. The Kiyama Mitzvah is Avodah Shebaleh. The Maisa Mitzvah of Tshuva is Vidui. The Kiyama Mitzvah is Tshuva. The Maisa Mitzvah of Simchas Yantif is eating. Eating basar and drinking wine. And the Kiyama Mitzvah is feeling Lifnei Hashem, is feeling a Simcha. The Maisa Mitzvah of Avelus is doing certain actions. The Kiyama Mitzvah is feeling the Kiyam of Avelus, feeling the loss. That's why Rav Soloveitchik has in his Yahrzeit Shir, Avelus is broken by Yantif. After all, what do you mean? If it's just in terms of actions, why can't you sit on the floor on Yantif and eat meat? And you could all do it together. All the Maisim could all overlap and you could do both of them. The answer is it's not just about Maisim. It's about Kiyumim. It's about a Kiyam HaMitzvah. And a Kiyam HaMitzvah flowing from the Maisa, those are contradictory. And it can't be that the Torah demands opposite kiyumim. Avelus and Simchas Yantif are opposite kiyumim, and therefore it can't be that the Torah demands that. But it's all about the kiyum ha-mitzvah. And that's what he says here too. V'nir lomar bazeh. Diberov mitzvah satorah. By most mitzvahs, you don't have such a distinction. You have it by numerous ones, but by most not. Diberov mitzvah satorah maisa ha-mitzvah v'kiyum ha-mitzvah zehim heim. Most of the time, there's the maisa and the kiyum. Kugon l'mashal, hanachas tefillin. What's the Maisa Mitzvah Tefillin? Wearing the Tefillin. What's the Kiyim? Wearing the Tefillin. Shem Maisa Mitzvah Hu Lahaniach Tefillin. The Kiyim HaMitzvah Hu Masha Ases Maisa Nachas Tefillin. The Chen LaMashal Benetilas Nulav. Shem Maisa Mitzvah Hu Netilas Dalan Minim. Right? That holding the four Minim. The Chen Kiyim HaMitzvah Hu Masha Natal Zalan Minim. That's the Kiyim. Ela Shelofamim Matzinu Mitzvah Shebahem Maisa HaMitzvah The Kiyim HaMitzvah Enam Zehim. Once in a while, you have cases where they're not the same. Kagon Lamashal Mitzvah Simchas Yantif, what I just said. Shem Maisa HaMitzvah Hi Ba'achilas Basar V'shtiyas Yayin Uba Amiras Halel V'ilu Kiyim HaMitzvah Nireh Al Pipshuto Shukiyim Shebaleiv. A person is in that state. Like the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, and so too, Lagabi mitzvah tefila. Val derech zeh says Rav Shechter near Alomar gamke mitzvah shofar shemaisa hamitzvah hu maisa tkiya. Vilukiyim hamitzvah. So that's why all of these sources go together on our daf. We have, you don't hear it, you're not yotzei. So that shows the mitzvah is hearing it, right? That's the hearing it, blowing it into the pit. But what about the kavana that's mentioned? The kavana sounds like that it's about the focus of the, not just hearing it, right? The kavana samashmiya. So that shows that maybe both of them are required. Okay, this is the Maisa and Kiyum. Again, there's a lot more in Shofar. Again, a lot of symbolism about what the Shofar is, you know, why we do it. Brother Drash David talks about why Shofar is considered Kilo Akadatem Atzbachem Lefanai. Right? Why the Akedah reflects, the Drash David writes in his Sefer on Moadim, it reflects our inner Ratzon to be with Hashem. To be Moser Nefesh for Hashem. That's what the shofar symbolizes, connecting back to Akedah. That's why it's associated with the breaking of Teva. Just as we break off the shackles upon us and show our deep self, being Moser Nefesh, and we go against our Teva, which is Akedah, so too the shackles of nature could be undone. And we daven for Nisim. We daven for Nisim. Right, that's what he says. B'pniyusam shel Yisrael, osam abiyah ha-shofar, hi mesiris nafsham shel Yisrael, leman kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kivan shalom rod, kol ha-chatoyim, b'tochei libam, the shofar goes from our inner sanctum, inside Pnima Chafitzim Yisrael Asas Ratzon Hashem. We all want to do Ratzon Hashem, like the Gemara Rambam in Hilchas Gerishin in the end of Perek Beis, And therefore, a shofar eina zikaron bilvad lemesiris nefesham shel avoseinu hakadoshim is not just remembering their mesiris nefesh, but it's a reflection of from within us our mesiris nefesh. Mevadim abias koach hamesiris nefesh hakayim b'tochachei libo shel kol adam Yisrael l'man kvod shamayim. And that we got from Yitzchak Avinu, and that is what's related to through the akedah and through the shofar that we blow. And it's the shmiya and it's the tkiya together. And the Maisa and the Kiyam, and that's why we focus on both. Again, the Bracha is the Bracha, but we focus on both because this is the mitzvah in its entirety. Okay, we'll stop here.